Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Interview, and today it is with Moni Borovitz, who is Financial Director at MTI Wireless. Hi today, Moni.
Very well, thank you, and yourself?
I'm doing okay. I haven't interviewed you for, I think, a couple of years. I believe there's some changes at MTI. Could you run through them?
Yes, we are running through an exciting time, doing, I would call, a merger with the controlling shareholder of the company, providing MTI Wireless the opportunity to grow by about 30% in revenue and diverse the business into two other segments in the RF and microwave field.
Right. I mean, this area, I mean, it's obviously rather technical, and maybe a lot of private investors are not quite, they're not so hot on the tech stuff. They're better on resources and things like that, where they think they understand what's going on. What's the USP of your business?
We are very strong in RF and microwave communication, and we provide various solutions. I would say that the two more important ones is one is a control of water management and irrigation solution with wireless solutions. And the second one is providing solution for better capacity and better cellular reception.
Right. And I mean, at the moment, you've got a market cap around 13 million. How do you think investors should judge the value of your business?
It's hard for me to reply on such a question. I can say that we see the business growing. The business is profitable. We are paying dividends. And from what we see, we expect this to continue. And market share and market cap is something that the shareholders should decide on.
Right. And in terms of what you're doing in terms of expanding the business and let's say investor relations, could you describe that as well, please?
Yeah, as I mentioned, this is an exciting time for us because we are now expanding the business by adding the other businesses that were owned only by the controlling shareholder. We will increase the business revenue-wise by at least 30%. And based on the last 2 years, earning per share would grow also. So this is exciting. We are also eliminating some of the cost of the dual listing in Tel Aviv and London. And we will be able to increase profitability from one side and invest more time only on AIM market and increase the investor relations.
Right. So on the AIM market, I mean, the market has historically not been a great fan of stocks listed in Israel. So presumably there'll be a boost just in terms of sentiment in that way. But how are you going to, build on the move to AIM? Because obviously AIM has its own issues as well. It's described by some as like the Wild West.
We have an experience of over 10 years on AIM right now, and we feel quite comfortable. We said from the beginning, we are a long-term, I would say, investors, and we plan to be for long-term. And I see that when you do the right thing for a long-term, at the end of the day, it pays out. And this is the focus right now. Part of the merger was, as I said, to eliminate one exchange. We chose the AIM over the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange, and we believe it will be beneficial for everybody.
I mean, one of the things that's happened in the recent past, you had a $1 million contract announced at the end of May, an irrigation contract. That was a big deal, but the market didn't seem to appreciate it, let us say.
I think that the market at the end of the day should and would appreciate if we increase the earning per share. This is our focus. We believe we are in doing that. We will also be able to continue and pay dividends and probably even larger dividends. And this would be appreciated by the market.
Yeah, I mean, clearly an AIM stock paying a dividend is a relatively rare thing. Presumably you're saying that every 5 minutes when you get the chance in terms of your investor relations there.
Yeah, I think it's important. I think that real businesses that make real money and have positive cash flow should pay dividend. And this is what we have been doing since listing on AIM. And we will continue to do so.
Right, and in terms of the milestones for the rest of the year, we're halfway through 2018. What are the things you can tell us about that investors can look forward to?
First of all, we need to complete the merger. This is one key issue. We have the shareholders meeting on both MTI Wireless Edge and MTI Computers on July 18th. Following the completion of the, following that, I hope that everybody votes in favor, and then we complete the merger. In terms of the business, we see very nice backlog and very nice pipeline of opportunities. So we are very confident in where the business is headed.
Mernie Borovitz, Financial Director at MTI Wireless Edge, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.